Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Cooling Arousal. Sometimes it is warm, and your body is just a little bit overheating. And on the one side, you'd really enjoy it if you could be aroused with this heat. But it feels almost as if something is in the way. Until I help you focus that heat. Your body right now is probably slightly more than comfortably warm. And that warmth is spread over your whole body. From hands to feet, top to bottom. All that warmth is present. But if you know anything about physics, you'll know that warmth can be moved. Heat can be placed. And it wouldn't even take very much for the heat to start focus. Warmth in itself can be both pleasant and less so. Sitting in a really nice hot bath, choosing to be hot, is a wonderful feeling. But if you're on a hot summer's day with nowhere to find shade, the heat is a bit less pleasant. So maybe I can give you an escape from the heat. All you have to do is listen. And all that will happen is that I will focus the heat into arousal. The warmth into wetness and hardness. Your body has a very beautiful system to circulate heat. It can move blood to one place or another to make heat move to where it is needed. Sometimes this is why your fingers become more cold than the rest of your body. Or if you feel a bit embarrassed that your head feels warm. And that same mechanism can be used in a different way. It can be used to make the parts between your legs more focused and let the rest of your body melt away and cool down. It usually starts in the fingertips and toes, a slightly cooler feeling. The blood veins there are the most thin, and they let go of the heat the easiest. And that same coolness, the more cool you'll feel, the more aroused and hot you become between your legs. As your body becomes more pleasant on the outside, the inside will become more aroused. With your hands and feet slowly cooling down, between your legs things are only heating up. But it's not just translated into warmth, but also arousal, dripping, sensitive, responding to every little movement, even your breath. Your arms and legs are also slowly cooling down. They almost feel as if a cool breeze is caressing their skin. While between your legs you can see the heat gather. the arousal all coming together and teasing. More and more your hands and fingers, feet, arms and legs cool down, all the heat removed from there into the place between your legs, focused on the most sensitive parts of your body. Deep arousal, the reward for the coolness in the rest of your body. And as you continue to breathe, you'll even feel that your head and your chest are starting to cool down, really moving the hot blood to the veins in those sensitive places, caressing from the insides that which craves to be touched on the outside. And the more you cool down, the more aroused you become, the more you feel your head slowly cool, your arms more and more comfortable, your legs just nice and relaxed. Between your legs is where the real heat is continuing to gather, taking away the heat in the rest of your body. Your arousal is becoming stronger and stronger. Where the rest of your body might normally sweat, the only part of you that needs to drip is down below. It has a pleasant ache, a deep desire. And the more you give in to that desire, the more the rest of your body cools down. All your hot blood is focused on the parts between your legs. The inside and outside craving, wanting, feeling, glowing, pulsing. But it's only there. The rest of your body has its heat pulled away, moved slowly, drop by drop, to between your legs. And normally, when you feel hot, when you feel deeply aroused, it is focused there and spreads to the rest of your body. But now it works the other way around. Any bit of heat in the rest of your body is slowly gathering, focused between your legs, making you more and more horny, craving. And you'll find that this coolness around you feels so good that the arousal only makes you more cool on the outside, hotter between your legs. It all follows the laws of energy preservation. The heat hasn't disappeared, it's only been moved to a place where it gives you pleasure, to a place where you crave more attention, more pleasure, more arousal, more need. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you to breathe in and out 10 times as I count you down. And with every breath, you can just feel the coolness descending on the rest of your body and the heat gathering between your legs. All the heat, all the arousal is focused on just a few simple places. 10, breathe in and out. Very good. 9, breathe in, cooling down and out. Very good. 8, very nice. 7, feeling hornier and hornier. Out. Very good. And 6, in, letting in the coolness from the outside and out. Deeper and deeper. Out. 4, feeling more and more pleasure. Out. Very good. And 3, in and out. Yes. 2, in. So the heat will continue to be moved to the place between your legs, cooling the rest of your body down as that knotty place heats up. Hard wetness, wet hardness. And in a moment this file will end. If my voice follows, you can stay. Nice, deep, cool, hot. Otherwise, you'll awaken literally refreshed and aroused. Enjoy the cool heat.